Memorial Day traditionally marks the beginning of summer, bringing the start of youth ball leagues, summer camps, and the opening of community pools. For park districts in the region, the summer of 2020 is becoming a season of uncertainty. When Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his stay-at-home order in March, that closed all park facilities but left the green spaces open. Some communities made the decision to cancel leagues and not open their public pools, while others are still hoping the order will be lifted and things will go back to normal. Harrisburg Park District Executive Director Blake Emery says the Park Board met before May to discuss how to move forward with the extension of the stay-at-home order at the end of April.
It was decided unanimously to keep the closures that we have current through the rest of the month of May and then meet again at the end of May to see what kind of guidance that the state is providing at that time.
Harrisburg, like many other communities, have been patiently waiting for the Illinois Department of Public Health to issue new guidelines for opening facilities safely, depending on the social distancing guidelines that are in place.
It sounded like that to me from what I've been hearing, that they would give some type of guidance, and whether or not they're just going to flat tell us yes or no, or they're going to leave it up to us, I'm just not aware of that at this time. We're just kind of sitting in limbo waiting.
Carbondale Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro says the district also has hope they will be able to reopen their facilities.
Our concern is more around that 6-foot distancing measure and the locker rooms, but staff is working diligently to develop what those protocols would look like, and not just in the pools, but in all of our facilities.
Renfro says they would make modifications to meet the recommendations set by the state.
We would reduce the number of bathers, if you will, swimmers, so that we could provide more space, if you will, and I believe it would take additional staff, maybe even non-certified staff, that could help remind the customers of or the swimmers what social distancing looks like.
In early May, the district made the decision not to open the Super Splash Park. Mount Vernon Assistant City Manager Nathan McKenna says the aquatic zoo is self-sustaining and would need more than the 80 employees they usually hire every summer. Because of that, they also decided not to open the aquatic zoo in 2020.
With more staff and reduced revenue coming in because we're limiting the number of people to allow in, it just wouldn't have been cost-effective.
The Jefferson County Sports Authority also has bad news for the youth summer leagues.
They've already announced that their baseball leagues would not be playing this summer.
Emery says Harrisburg postponed all athletics until the end of May, but hopes they can try to start the season in June.
We're kind of just taking the wait-and-see approach, and it's not looking good, but we would like to get these kids something to do if it's safe, and that being the key thing, only if we can meet the recommended guidelines and ensure that it's a safe situation for the kids.
For Carbondale, Renfro says they're trying to reconfigure their day camps to accommodate social distancing guidelines.
We are beginning to get creative in our approach to what it looks like in the summer of 2020. So, what does day camp look like with 8 participants and 2 camp counselors? It's a really interesting time in that we're trying to make these projections, but we don't know what the rules of engagement are. We would hope to run some smaller camps, get the daycares back open.
The Carbondale Park District operates Hickory Ridge Golf Course and was allowed to reopen in May with a few changes.
We can set up the golf course to play a little bit differently so people shouldn't have to touch the objects like the flag sticks or stick their hands down in the cups.
Oh, the facilities are still closed and golf carts and pool carts are not available. Games are limited to 2 people or less and have your own equipment.
The nature of golf just allows it to be a more, maybe a sport that you can play just with your family, and you have your own equipment. Those kind of things are very different in golf. It's wide open.
McKenna says the city has some options for people to get outside.
Really, we don't have anything other than just open green space and stuff like that. Tennis courts are available to use. We just discourage, large groups using them.
The city is going to finish up some improvements on the aquatic zoo in hopes of opening in 2021.
We added quite a bit of extra deck space and more lounge chairs, or space for more lounge chairs at least, that way to give the visitors more space to spread out.
Emery says until the state issues new guidelines, Harrisburg parks will remain the way they are.
Ultimately, the the health, safety, and well-being of everyone in our community is our top priority, and we will make whatever decision is best for that.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.